You're listening to KM, and that was a Revivalist with A Wish I Knew You by Request. And right now, I have Tony Gomez in here, who was a winner earlier this week for some Humboldt State tickets. Yay!
Thank you, Bailey. Yeah.
Was it yesterday? It was yesterday. Because Monday was a holiday.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, yesterday feels like it was Monday, but really it was Tuesday.
Yeah, this week is flying by.
Yeah, but you came to pick up your tickets on over to go see the Jacks play game coming up on Saturday. It's the first home game, which
is
pretty cool.
And those are always a lot of fun.
Somebody forgot to put their phone on silent. It's okay. I do it all the time. But anyway, you have been going to Jacks games for like ages, right?
Oh, yeah. Back when I was at Humboldt State, I belonged to a fraternity, Tau Kappa Epsilon, and we had a tradition of doing push-ups for every point they scored. And since I graduated, the fraternity's not there anymore, but I figure I still have school spirit. And about 6 years ago on a dare, I took a chainsaw and I figured I'd help make some noise on third downs when we were on defense. And
you didn't know it was illegal?
There's no signs that say no chainsaws. So I thought I was just showing school spirit. I went, took the chain off. I didn't want to scare anybody. And I just went, took the saw in right on my shoulder, packed it in, and I didn't really think anything of it. And first time we were on defense, it was a 3rd and 4. I cranked it on, and I guess everybody freaked out because all I saw was terrified eyeballs. So that was the. And then after that, they asked me to, asked me to leave or not fire off the chainsaw. So I obliged, and then.
But now they fire off chainsaws all the time?
Yeah, after that, I guess the coach thought it was a great idea, and all the players got really excited about it. And they asked the logging sports team. So now they have the logging sports team go and fire off chainsaws after every time they score or turnovers.
Oh,
but
cool.
Not during the play of the game. So I've learned that you could actually, they could actually have the, it's almost like the band. The band could only play, but not between the whistles. So when they're actually playing, you have to kind of limit everything to, I guess, a golf clap.
I'm quite aware of that.
Or no artificial noise. That's what they were concerned about.
But you were telling me that story about the chainsaw, and I thought that was pretty cool. Plus, you showed me an article where it mentions.
Yeah, actually, I got approached by a writer from Sports Illustrated last Halloween, and they mentioned that on the article. So yeah, it's on Campus Rush. It was I think November.
December. Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
Campus Rush. Okay. Cool, yeah. Can you send that to me and I'll put it on the KM Facebook page?
Sure, I could do that.
Okay, awesome. But we have even more of these HSU Jacks tickets to give away for Saturday, and you wanted to give a trivia question?
Yes, actually, Humboldt State was founded in 1913, and it has had four different names. If you could call, and besides Humboldt State, if you could give one additional name, you will win a pair of tickets to the Humboldt State game.
And you have to come down to the office here and pick them up, just like Tony just did. So anyway, the number is 786-KHUM. That is 707-786-5486. So the first person to call to tell us what one of the other former names of Humboldt State University is. We'll take away those free tickets to go see the Jacks take on Azusa Pacific coming up Saturday on over at the Redwood Bowl. 6 p.m. kickoff.
And they're a lot of fun.
We are a lot of fun. Here, let's head over the phones. K-Hum?
Hi there. I believe Humboldt Normal School.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay.
That was the first name. Yes. So very Humboldt Normal School is what they said.
Good. So, yeah, we got a winner.
And what's your name?
My name is Scott.
Scott? Okay, Scott, stick on the phone for a second. Got to get some more info from you.
Okay.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, it was Humboldt Normal College from 1913 to 35. And what was the other two?
There was California State University at Humboldt, and that was only for a couple of years.
It was 72 to 74. And Humboldt State College.
Yep.
Yay!
So those are it.
So anyway, here, we're going to go ahead and put on a song that you wanted to hear.
Sure.
It's Maze, right?
Yep. Yes, it's a maze, and this is one of those that always makes me happy, especially on Humboldt, because there's sunshine and rain.
So anyway, Joy and Pain, yep. I guess is what it's called. All right, sweet. We'll listen to it.